Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda, and you're listening to the Qalam Podcast. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the stories of the prophets are a source of great strength and comfort for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, it's important for all of us to learn and reflect on these stories and derive the lessons, the strength, and spirituality from the stories of these great and noble prophets that Allah has given to us in the Quran. Therefore, I'm very pleased to share with you the series that I delivered in the Qalam Masjid, on the Qalam campus, all throughout the month of Ramadan 2024, corresponding to 1445 after Hijrah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a means of benefit for all of us. Please enjoy the series.
Bismillah walhamdulillah. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our series in the month of Ramadan, the stories of the prophets from the Quran, and what we've been doing is highlighting and identifying a particular lesson that can be taken from each respective story. Today we're going to be talking about the story of the Prophet Salih alayhi salam. And the lesson that we're going to focus on is accountability. Now, accountability is a very broad concept, and it's kind of a lesson that one could probably derive from all the stories. However, there's a very particular kind of emphasis on accountability within the story of the Prophet Salih alayhi salam. So again, very quickly, to just give the basic bullet points, the Prophet Salih alayhi salam was born amongst and grew up amongst and ultimately was then given prophethood to go and preach to the people of Thamud. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us this story all over many, many different places in the Quran, scattered all throughout the book of Allah. There are portions of the story that are, of course, mentioned in Surah Hud, because that's where you have a lot of these stories of perished nations. Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7. Surah Al-Shu'ara, Surah number 26. Surah number 27, Surah An-Naml. Surah number 54, Surah Al-Qamar, and even Surah number 91, Surah Al-Shams, wa Shamsi wa Duhaha, speak about the story of Thamud. And in some places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a bit of an introduction to the people of Thamud so we can understand exactly who they were and what their situation was. That these were people that lived in the Arabian Peninsula. The place where they lived, the Prophet ﷺ and his companions passed by that place, the ruins of Thamud, on their way from Medina to Tabuk, to the north. And that region, a lot of those ruins are present even till today, referred to as Madain Salih, the cities of Salih, alayhi salam. And because they lived out in the desert, it was a very hard, difficult life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then to escape the difficulty of the desert life, they tried to go into the mountains. But what would happen is, in the winter time, when it would rain or the wind would start to blow, it would literally wash them off the mountain. And when they would come back down, then it was very hot and very difficult in the summertime. And so they just kept struggling on how to survive. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them a gift. Their gift is interpreted in two different ways. Number one, that Allah granted them a kind of genius way before its time, where they had an advanced ability, kind of an advanced engineering ability, to be able to carve out their homes within the mountains. Second interpretation of that, which Imam al-Razi, Imam al-Qurtubi, Ibn Kathir, rahimahumullahu ta'ala prefer, and that's what makes more sense to me as well, is that Allah granted them actually a miraculous gift, where Allah granted them the ability that with their bare hands they could just carve stone. And Allah granted them this ability so that they could survive. So Allah tells them, the message comes to them, Allah sends the Prophet Salih to call them to Allah, to worship Allah. They did not believe in Allah, they worshipped idols, they committed all kinds of atrocities and crimes, they lived these heedless, godless, moral-less lives, unethical lives. So Allah sent Salih alayhi salam to preach to them. أَتُتْرَكُونَ فِي مَا هَهُنَا آمِنِينَ. Like, did you just assume that you get all these blessings of God and then you just go about living your life however you want? Fi jannatin wa uyun, you have gardens and you have springs in the middle of the desert. Allah granted you an oasis in the desert. Wa zuru'in wa nakhlin tal'uha hadim, you have gardens, orchards and gardens that are laden with fruits. Wa tanhituna min al-jibali buyutan farihin, and you are able to carve out these exquisite homes within the mountains. Did you think that you would have that ability and that there would be no accountability? وَذْكُرُوا إِذْ جَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ مِنْ بَعْدِ عَادٍ وَبَوَّأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. You know that there was a people before you called the people of Ad, the people we spoke about the previous session. So they remembered, because Ad were from the same region as well. And so Allah is telling them, Salih alayhi salam is telling them, we all know about the people of Ad and they were destroyed, but وَبَوَّأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and Allah gave you the ability to be able to live so comfortably in such difficult terrain and circumstances. تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْ سُهُولِهَا قُسُورًا, you're able to build palaces for yourself in the plains. وَتَنْحِتُونَ جِبَالَ بُيُوتًا, and you're able to carve out homes within the mountains. فَذْكُرُوا عَلَىٰ اللَّهِ, so count the blessings of Allah. وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ, and do not be rebellious within the earth. So Salih alayhi salam said, you have blessings unlike any blessings that anyone before you has had. This comes with some level of responsibility, accountability. But their rebelliousness got the best of them. And what did they do? They said that we demand a sign. We demand a sign that you are telling the truth. We need to see something that tells. They initially said, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُسَحَّرِينَ, you're lying, you're a sorcerer, you're a charlatan. مَا أَنْتَ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا, you're just a normal person like the rest of us. You don't get to tell us what's right and what's wrong. فَأْتِ بِآيَةٍ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ, present a miraculous sign. So Salih alayhi salam said, fine. What would you like in terms of a sign? So they suggested something that was so unfathomable, that was so kind of maybe preposterous to them, that they said, there's no way he can produce this. They said, we want a camel, we want a she-camel to walk out of this mountain. We want this mountain to open up and miraculously a she-camel walks out of it. Salih alayhi salam said, okay. He made dua to Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to go to the mountain. He pointed to a place in the mountain. The mountain cracked open. Allah knows how many millennia later, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed by there and he showed the Sahaba where it was. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was with him on that journey, his students say, when we were passing by there with our teacher Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he stopped and he showed us the place in the mountain that had cracked open and the camel walked out of. So Salih alayhi salam walks over there, points at the place in the mountain. The mountain literally opens up and this ginormous she-camel walks out. a creature unlike anything they've ever seen. So huge, powerful, impressive. Just walks out. And now they're stunned. Speechless. So then some of them, they decided to up the ante. So then they said, well, how do we know that this is not just some optical illusion? We need to know that this is real. So this she camel should give birth. So they figured, you know, that's, how's that going to work? Salih alayhi salam makes dua to Allah. Allah answers the dua. He says, here we go. Immediately in front of them, the she camel gives birth. And now, they're kind of like, okay, this is awkward. So they said, yeah, we're not going to believe. Never mind. Salih alayhi salam said, accountability. Look, you already were not taking responsibilities and being accountable for all the blessings you have from Allah, miraculous blessings. Now you demanded the sign. You challenged the authority of God. We want to see something impossible. Well, Allah showed it to you. There's accountability. Be careful what you ask for. So, هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ آيَةً فَذَرُوهَا تَأْكُلْ فِي أَرْضِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. That this she-camel was created miraculously by Allah. It belongs to Allah. So leave it be. Do not mess with it. Do not bother this creature. Let it just live on God's green earth and graze as it will. And go where it will, and do not bother it. Do not harm it. Because if you do so, then the punishment of Allah will come. Irrevocably. And this giant she-camel was so, it was a test. Fitnatan lakum. It was a test for them. So, what happened? The she-camel would start to graze, and it would graze through the entire pasture. It would eat up everything in its sight. It would go to the watering hole and drink to the point where it would drink all the water. Finish it. So then they came to Salih alayhi salam and he said, what do we do with this? So Allah said, لَهَا شِرْبٌ وَلَكُمْ شِرْبُ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Okay, this is how it will work. The she-camel will drink one day. وَنَبِئْهُمْ أَنَّ الْمَاءَ قِسْمَةٌ بَيْنَهُمْ. One day the she-camel will graze and drink, and the next day your animals will graze and drink. And even in that test, there was a blessing. Why? Because the she-camel would eat and drink everything. When they would wake up the next morning, everything was full. Allah provides even in the test. That's why the lesson is accountability. Because it's undeniable. The truth is undeniable. The denial comes from in here. It's the refusal to take responsibility, to be accountable to Allah. But that wasn't good enough for them either. فَنَادَوْ صَاحِبَهُمْ فَتَعَاطَى فَعَقَرْ. They couldn't contain their own wretchedness, as Allah says. إِذِنْ بَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا. They killed the animal. They killed the animal. They murdered it. And when that happened, then Salih alayhi salam said, accountability. Look at how many opportunities you were given. Accountability. That's why there is a bit of a scary message in accountability. That when that time runs out, then there's no delaying it. Then there's no escaping it. تَمَتَّعُوا فِي دَارِكُمْ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ ذَلِكَ وَعْدٌ غَيْرُ مَكْذُوبٍ. This is a promise from God that will not be turned away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them all. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجَفَةُ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. And they were found in those same exquisite homes that they had carved out in the mountains with their own bare hands. This beautiful, wonderful gift that Allah had given them. They were found dead in 3 days' time inside of those same homes. Same beds, comfortable, luxurious beds that they prided themselves on. Everyone was found dead, lying on their own beds. This is that lesson of accountability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, has given us so much. Most importantly, in terms of this deen, the fact that we know who Allah is, we know what the Quran is, we know who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. We're observing the month of Ramadan, we're sitting in the house of Allah, we're praying, listening to the Quran, we're remembering Allah. What a profound blessing. But it comes with that same responsibility and accountability, that we be grateful to Allah and that we abide by this deen to the best of our ability, and that we never let our arrogance, our stubbornness, our denial get the best of us. Accountability. لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَةَ رَبِّي وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّ النَّاصِحِينَ. As Salih alayhi salam, when he turned away from there, he said, "My people, I was sent and I delivered to you the message of my Lord and I advised you, but you did not want to be advised." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala soften our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always make us open and keep us open to advice, to always recognize our mistakes, to always be humble and accountable and responsible. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu feekum.